climate and sustainability.
Oh, yes, it is. Climate change and sustainability. And good afternoon, Kevin James. Are you good?
Very good, Ernest. All good this side. Thanks for asking.
Now, as you said in the promo there, last week, the USA and China finally agreed to ratify the Paris Climate Change COP21, if you like, agreement, representing a breakthrough in 20 years of climate change or climate negotiations, as well as the Chinese and US relations. Finally, I suppose some would say.
That's right, Ernest. And, you know, you would know better than most. We have been covering these climate negotiations for 5-6 years now, and the common theme each year and disappointing theme has been the childish standoff between the two largest carbon emitters on the planet, who could not agree to enter the ring until the other did so first. Well, it finally happened after 2 decades of excuses, including the Chinese refusal based on wanting to grow like the United States, or having the opportunity to grow economically at the expense of the environment, and the United States saying that they would not enter until China, now the biggest emitter, did so first. So in order for the agreement to take force, it requires 55 countries that combined would make up 55% of global emissions to ratify this agreement. Well, until last week, only 26 countries had ratified it, and unfortunately, these 26 countries only totaled 1.6% of global emissions, because they included mostly the small island states where this is a very big issue, because they are literally disappearing as a result of global warming-induced climate change due to rising sea levels, and they had been the only ones until now that had ratified the agreement. The United States and China combined emit 38% of the globe's greenhouse gas emissions, which creates a step change, Ernest, in the potential transition to a low-carbon economy and world economy. So the rest of the world, including the EU and other significant emitters, have already stated in the past that when the two largest emitters do indeed agree, they would probably follow suit. So it does seem that we will get there by the end of the year at COP22, which should make our commentary at that time a hell of a lot more meaningful than it has been in the past, where it's been quite disappointing. Would it be interesting to also see if South Africa ratifies the Paris Agreement? We are 1.5% of the globe's emissions. So all those 26 countries, we are equal to those 26 countries. And with our current trajectory with Medupi and Kusile, our mega coal-fired power stations, and all our Gupta coal, and Eskom scuppering the renewable energy program, it means we could actually be flying in the face of the global trends around low-carbon reality. Interesting times, Ernest, but very positive at that.